from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, middle linebacker Jake Ryan! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Thank you, everybody. Hello and welcome to Packers Live, where we do not operate in a vacuum. We are part of the big global picture. And as such, I have composed an ode. It is entitled Ode to Current Events, and it goes something like this. The Packers and Giants, the undercard Sunday night, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, now there was the heavyweight fight. He said, she said, played at a new extreme. Makes you appreciate football. At least the punches are clean. Donald does have the hair. Hillary, pantsuits galore. One more month to go. Who could bear anything more? Political commentary. Right here on Packers Live. We have some special guests with us tonight. Please say hello to the Fox Valley Pop Warner Giants. Welcome, Giants. Welcome, Giants. And now, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? As I'm sure you've noticed, the Packers have been playing some mean defense, and tonight's guest is the leading tackler on that unit. Please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Jake Ryan. Did you enjoy that music,
too? That was fantastic. I wish I could do that.
Never heard that one before.
No.
We were playing the Michigan fight song, for those of you who were absent from school that day, okay? Jake, I imagine things were pretty good at the stadium early this week, coming in after a victory over the Giants.
Absolutely. You know, that's what you strive to do, is just get that victory, and good day on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, it was, and as far as defense goes, Jake, it was like business as usual. Job one, always stop the run, and you limit the Giants to 43 total yards rushing. What's going on, Jake? We're watching you in action against the run here. What's going on? Because it's been four straight games where you're squelching the opponent's rushing attack.
I think that's just our mentality. You know, going in there every single game, stopping that run, and swarming to the ball. And, you know, I think our defensive line has done a great job. You know, the guys, Blake, Joe, and I can't do our job unless they're doing theirs. So I think it's just everyone on the same page. Everyone is working together.
Of course, by stopping the run on the early downs, you guys force them into passing situations down and distance-wise, which allows you to get after the quarterback.
Absolutely.
And once again, you guys are pressuring Eli Manning, and it's, like I said at the top, business as usual for your defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And the guys in the back end have been doing great. I mean, that secondary's got to cover for that D-line to get to the ball.
Jake, of course, you're part of the base 3-4 Okie package and the nickel package, which generally is out there when the opponent has their three wide receivers on the field, kind of a passing set. Now, the coverage end of this thing, has that been something you had to learn? Did you get a lot of that at Michigan?
You know, I played outside for my first 3 years at Michigan, and you know, transitioned to the inside my senior year. And I didn't really, you know, have a chance to cover any tight ends or backs out of the backfield. So, you know, coming to Green Bay, you know, Coach McCurley's done a great job with me, and you know, just listen to him, and you know, just using your technique and everything. You know, this is actually like my second year covering guys out of the backfield, covering tight ends. So. You know, just trying to get it done.
Well, you certainly are. I mean, we saw Saudi in coverage. But I did want to ask you about a particular play. The guy you're covering was split out. Now, when you leave the line of scrimmage, the box area, and you go out in space and cover the guy, is that kind of weird?
Yeah, I've gotten used to it. You know, it definitely was weird at the beginning. You know, last year, I wasn't used to it. I've grown accustomed to it now, and you know, just being out there, you know, having poise, having composure, and, you know, just playing your position.
Jake, watching you in pursuit, it's like you feel by your actions and the way you go to the ball, like you take it personally, like you are the guy that has to make the play, regardless of where it is.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you could put it that way. But I think that's everyone on the defense. You know, Dom does a great job, you know, swarming to the ball, get to the ball. There could be a fumble, and if you're not running to the ball, I mean, the other team's going to make that. So, you know, it's just a mindset of pursuing.
I want to talk to you about the other side of the ball on your football team. When Eddie Lacy is running like he ran against the Giants, does that kind of pep everybody up? I mean, does that jack everybody up?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would hate to run against Eddie if I was on the other side of him. And I think he had like 11 broken tackles this game, so that's just ridiculous. And you know, it gets everyone pumped up once he breaks a bunch of tackles and goes for a first down.
Jake, one of your draft classmates is Aaron Ripkowski.
Oh yeah.
So I'm sure you guys know each other very well. Did you get a charge out of it against the Giants when he got basically his first NFL carry? And he got a first down. And then later on, he turned what looked like a 2-yard gain into a 13-yard run. Did you get a charge out of that?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Rip was the one guy that I came in, and he was, you know, my roommate in the hotel. Ended up being roommates with him last year. And just a great kid and, you know, works his butt off. So, I thought it was going to be a 2-yard run, and that's all I really needed. So, but he kept chugging and chugging, and yeah, I mean, if you're watching it, he just drags guys. So, but I think a guy got his hand under the ball at one point, and he went down. So, you know, a smart guy, smart decision.
Jake, as a defense, back to defense, when teams are running the ball, you guys have put together 22 tackles for loss so far this season in just 4 games. And you personally account for 5 of them. What's the secret? Why is that happening on such a regular basis? Because it's one of the keys to your phenomenal rushing statistics.
And I think that just all comes with, you know, preparation. Every single week there's always, you know, tendencies that other teams have. And, you know, you're either reading it or you're not. And, you know, hearing quarterbacks check, you know, if they think a blitz is coming one way, the run's probably going the other. So I think just knowing what's going to happen before the play, you know, I think that's huge for us and, you know, advantage for us.
What's it like for Jake Ryan, second year man, playing for the Green Bay Packers, when you drop the great Adrian Peterson for a 2-yard loss? What's that feel like?
That's a good feeling. That's you know, he's one of the greatest backs in the league, and you know, tackling him for a loss is always a good thing.
All right, thank you, Jake. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Ryder. Okay. We are back. Thank you, Third and Short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Ryder. And Ryder, you are a member of the Giant football team, correct?
Yep.
And what position do you play?
I play quarterback and middle linebacker.
Perfect. Is that perfect? Okay, Ryder, if you can execute, that's a good football word, the football skill Jake's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. Is that way cool or what, Ryder?
That's cool.
All right, fair enough. Jake, what are we going to learn?
All right, so when you're going against 320-pound linemen, the one thing you need to do is get off blocks. And that's something we go with over every single practice, day in, day out. So what I want you to do is get in your linebacker position. Well, yeah, like right over here. And I want you here. Yeah, yeah. I'll show you first, and then you do it. That's how I learned. Okay. So I want you to hit the bag. Larry, I'm not going to hurt you. So you want to get into the bag.
Kidding.
And then you want to rip off. So you want to get that arm so the lineman can't get into your arms and hold you. So you want to get this, rip, and then go make the tackle. I'm going to be running the ball.
Okay.
All right. Get
you don't
in your
have to tackle me.
I'm the blocker. Can you say hike, Jake?
Yeah. Set. Hut. There we go. That was good. That was perfect.
Ryan, I take it you earned your autograph.
I think you earned it.
Okay, wonderful. Ryder, go ahead. While Ryder's getting Jake's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for the often imitated, never duplicated, In the Huddle. Don't go away. Welcome back. It is time for the one, the only, In the Huddle.
In the Huddle. Woo!
Complete with a pregnant pause. Anyway, In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Jake, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Goes to the Giants game here. And Jake, could you... You can draw in here. Show us where you're at.
Yeah, so I'm right here.
The first thing I want to ask you, when the Giants do all this stuff and you go in there, are you, like, listening to their secrets? What's going on here?
It's exactly what I'm doing. I'm seeing what they're talking about.
What were they saying?
Little something.
Okay.
I don't want to share it.
Okay.
But, you know, they're saying something. And I think Eli thought we were bringing a blitz from the left side, so – he wanted to take the run the other way. So okay. I was telling the guys, watch the run to the right.
Okay, and that's what you're doing here?
Yeah.
Because it's clear you're yelling something.
Yeah, I'm taking my mouthpiece out. I can't talk with that thing in.
Okay, and now at the snap of the ball, if you could, what are you keying? Do you have a key on this play?
They had a couple run plays. So one of them was stretch, and Clay takes an inside course on the tight end, and that gobbles up two guys
here. That's right there, yeah.
And... so I'm just scraping right off him. So he really can't go anywhere. We've got all the Blade Scott right here, LaTroy, Mike. We got, five guys over here?
So they talk about gaps.
So every gap is filled. We got here, Blake, LaTroy, Mike, Clay, and then me. I'm just scraping on the outside, just seeing, you know, you always want to read the shoulders of the running back to see his course. So if it's a stretch course, he's going to have his shoulders are open. And if it's not, it's going to be his shoulders are going to be square and he's going to be cutting back.
Yeah.
So there's a very good possibility he's going to be bouncing outside. So I ended up just
and so you are
and,
sitting there waiting for him. And because and it's a collective effort, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk, you guys got, there is no gap. You can't even see gaps because there's so many Green Bay Packers there.
Exactly. Nothing inside to run in. So he ended up having to bounce it outside and.
And there,
Evan was there.
Jake Ryan finishing the deal, and that's one of his five tackles for losses. Now, the next thing I want to get into is an incredible effort on your part. Probably not your favorite play because it's a negative play for the Green Bay Packers, but it's my favorite Jake Ryan play. And, folks, I'll do a little talking here because Jake probably won't brag enough. But, okay, watch him here. Okay, the Vikings are throwing the ball. And I think they throw it to that Stephon Diggs dude. Okay, now look at this, folks. There's at least 10 yards between a wide receiver, the fastest people on the field, and an inside linebacker. At least 10 yards there. Okay, you talk about a guy pursuing, and you talk about want to. Watch Jake Ryan right here. This is a wide receiver. Gets slowed up a little bit by angles. But here comes Jake Ryan, 46 yards later, making the tackle. And I don't know what to say other than that, all I need to know about Jake Ryan, that play right there. Coming up, we'll have questions for Jake from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Thank you, Sir Short. Welcome back. Jake Ryan, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Corey.
Corey, you're from the Giants?
Yes.
What position do you play?
Everything.
Anywhere you want to?
No. I play in, offensive guard and defensive guard.
Well, beautiful. I bet you're a good one, huh? Okay, Corey, what's your question?
Who is a better linebacker, Jake or Clay Matthews?
Well, we play different, kind of different positions, but I'm definitely going to have to go with Clay on this one just because, you know, Clay's been here, he's done that, and he's all over the ball. So I'm going to go with Clay.
All right. Next up we have
Scotty from New Berlin.
And Scotty, what's your question?
Well, today, number 47, I want to say that Brett Favre turns 47 today.
There
Happy birthday to Brett. And my question is, what player did you idolize growing up as a kid?
There was one guy that I actually followed, and it was Sean Alexander, the running back, which I have no idea. I just, you know, like the way he played, like the way he ran, so I'd have to say him.
All right. Next up, we have...
My name's Claire.
And Claire, what's your question?
How does it feel when you have the crowd chanting for you?
Like when they yell, Eddie, Eddie, Eddie? Whenever the crowd's into the game, it's always a blast. And, you know, that definitely, you know, for the people that don't know, that definitely gets into the other team's head and definitely, you know, puts a damper on them. And puts a damper on them. So whenever that crowd's loud, it's awesome.
All right, that's all we have time for. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was from Claire, and she gets the official Packer elf shoes. Just in time for the holiday season.
Wonderful. Let's hear it for Claire. All right. Coming up, a few final thoughts. Stay with us. All right. Back one more time with Jake Ryan. You know, Jake, I was kind of researching things today, and I discovered kind of a startling photo. It was a picture of you with much different hair.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Well, Clay always thinks I did it because of him, but that's definitely not the case. But, yeah, just decided to grow it out from my freshman year, and it got so long. That's like right here.
Really?
And unfortunately, I tore my ACL my junior year, so and it was just such a pain to shower. I just sit there, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And I don't know how you ladies do it with the sleeping. I had to put it on top of my head every single time I went to bed. But ended up donating it to Locks of Love and got, I think I had about, yeah.
Good.
Got, I think, about 13 inches. So hopefully someone's walking around with my hair.
Jake, coming up, the Dallas Cowboys, and they got a rookie running back you're somewhat familiar with from your mm-hmm. days at Michigan, Ezekiel Elliott. What's he about? Pretty special guy?
He is a special guy. He's very shifty. And, you know, that's a very tough guy to go against. You know, at Ohio State, he was a really good running back. And, you know, it'll be a good test for us next week.
Jake, go get him. Thank you for being here. And thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.